This is a voice newsletter to our prayer partners, our loved ones and friends who receive our regular newsletter. Let me bring you up to date. Those that read the last newsletter saw that I developed some very severe chest pain, nearly 10 months after open heart surgery in Guatemala. I was preaching one Sunday morning after having preached about 6 times in the previous 2 days and developed pain. The pastor and some of the leaders of his church came up and prayed for me, and then I was able to continue to preach. I preached that afternoon at 4 in another church with pain and canceled the 7:30 service and ended up having to fly down from Huehuetenango in a small plane to then have a nitro patch put on my chest and to wear it, 2 of them, till I was able to see my doctor. My doctor said that I should have died in Guatemala. Well, God has other reasons, other plans for my life, and we're grateful for that. We're stuck somewhat here in the United States until the middle of September, doing some physical therapy and having some more tests run. But our plan is to go back to Central America the 16th of September to preach in churches in Costa Rica, churches where we have preached numerous times, have seen the beginning evidences of a revival in those churches. We still believe and are doing everything that we can to be part of the encouraging and teaching and exhorting the churches and Christians in Guatemala to go to the mountaintops to pray, asking God to bless their country with a second great revival like the one that occurred in their country in 1932 in Totonicapán. But let me go ahead a little further. In October, we're hoping to have several crusades in the slum areas around the city of Lima, Peru. Rigo will be the one doing the preaching. I will help organize those. Then we will have a crusade, evangelistic crusade, in a large government stadium in the town of Huehuetenango, which seats around 15,000. Now, in addition to that, I have been invited by numerous leaders to go city by city throughout the western part, both the coastal as well as the mountain areas of Guatemala, city by city, and preach in one church in a city 2 nights in a row, then go another city for 2 nights, then probably because of my meeting with my heart surgeon and my cardiologist, I probably would need to take 2 nights off, something I disdain, but that's what God wants and I'll do it. We believe with all of our hearts that revival is coming to Guatemala this year. It may start in Costa Rica even before Guatemala. So we're asking those of you that are our prayer partners to please pray. We've got about a month before we can leave to go down to Costa Rica and then back to Guatemala. Please pray for us. We're in the summer months and finances are always tight for missionaries in the summer because people take their vacations, a much needed vacation at the end of a hard year. And so they don't think about the needs of a missionary because they're doing what they need to do for their family. And at the same time, they don't have the funds. So those of you that can, we would ask that you help be part of our planning for these 2 areas, Lima, Peru, and Huehuetenango, Guatemala, as well as to get me down. Once I'm down there, be able to start preaching city by city. They'll cover my expenses. It's just the airfare getting me down there and getting me back. We're grateful for each of you that pray for us. We'd ask that every time that you receive our newsletter, either written or via this voicemail or this by audio, that you would just pray for us then, asking God to humble us, keep us broken before Him, and to use us mightily for His glory. We love each of you, grateful for what you've meant to our ministry, and pray that God will bless you and your family to glorify the name above all names, Jesus.